Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really receives everything that your Holy Spirit is ministering to her through these podcasts and just receives it and that it bears fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about dream images, going through Isaiah 3, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous things can get and how important it is to stay in the Lord's perfect will and the need to really hear the Holy Spirit and know His will so that you can walk in it. And so talking about dreams and because the Lord really seems to be talking to his church a lot in dreams lately. Weightlifting, if you're a woman, okay, if you're having dreams and you're like really muscular or you're lifting weights, okay, this can be an indication that you're bearing a financial burden that you're not supposed to be bearing. This is let's see, this is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." Okay, so this would be a rebuke by the Spirit, and you have to just be really careful because, weightlifting. A lot of women lift weights, and it's considered a very almost even attractive thing today in the world. But really, as Christians, the image, I'm not saying it's a sin to like lift weights or something like that, but what I'm trying to explain is that the church is supposed to be feminine, okay, and submissive and soft, okay. So when you see yourself doing something like that as a woman and it's male oriented, okay, it's that something's wrong spiritually, and they're not, it's not going well the way that it's supposed to, okay. Because a woman could think, well, I'm lifting weights, and if you that's part of your workout or something, I don't know, you know what I mean? You might think, well, that's not a big deal, and overlook it, and that's not good. You don't want to do that. It's something that the Spirit's rebuking, could be rebuking you on, that He doesn't like, that He doesn't want you to bear that financial burden. And it can be either that you're actually doing it, just actually like physically bearing it, like in terms of like being the financial head of the home, okay, and you're stressed out, and the Lord doesn't like that, and He wants that to be changed in your home, okay. Or it could just be in your mind, even, okay, where maybe you are a housewife and you don't pay the bills, but you're still bearing that financial burden, like mentally in your mind, and worrying about money and bills rather than handing it over to the Lord and trusting Him. And it's again, just everything is just really important because, once again, talking about times of judgment, okay. You want that money covered, okay? You want to be financially, okay? It might seem small, okay, but these rebukes of the Spirit, they're important, okay? They're extremely important, okay? Because you want to be in the Lord's perfect will. And one area that you really want to be in the Lord's perfect will is when it comes to your finances, money, because that's how you pay your bills, okay? It's very practical. Okay, it's not covetous or anything like that. It's practical, okay? You want to be in times of judgment, you want to make sure that everything's under the blood, everything's in the Lord's perfect will, that everything's the way the Lord wants it to be. And if you're bearing the financial burden and things are out of order in your house in that way financially, you've got some gaps and cracks and crevices that are not covered in the Lord's perfect will, and that needs to be fixed. Okay, so you want to do that. And that's and once again, I'm not don't want to lay this burden upon any woman if you're like, well, I'm trying my best, but I'm just stressed out, I don't know what to do. Once again, you can always come to the website. We do have like a personal counsel where we can talk to you and help figure out what's going on and help get you back into the Lord's perfect will if that's going on. Because I know if as a woman, if you are stressed out, you're just doing your best, you know what I mean, and the Lord's saying don't do that, but you don't know what to do, okay, you can always come and talk to us, and we can help out in that way. To help put you back in the Lord's perfect will, okay? But you do want to pay attention to these warnings, so they are important. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, loving and glorifying you. Ask all these crazy things in Jesus' name. Amen.